This is Dr. Amin Khan. So I'm going to dictate a neurology consultation on a patient named Angela Govindan. ANGELA GOVINDAN. Date of birth 04/23/2013. Please rewrite again date of birth 1/5/1975. Date of appointment 1/11/2023. Requesting physician Linda West, LINDAWEST. Dear Linda West, I have the pleasure of seeing Angela Govindan today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 48 year old, right-handed Guyanese woman, who developed bronchitis in the month of December. Then she developed the numbness in the left leg and went to the emergency room. She was admitted over there. MRI of the brain done, which shows right-sided multiple strokes. Face was also numb and droopy. She was seen by the cardiologist. ILR was placed, TE also done. She was started on aspirin 81 mg PO 2 times daily and atorvastatin 40 mg daily. She was also on Plavix in the hospital. Now once in a while she is having leg and left face numbness which comes and goes. Still has left facial droop and left leg weakness. Past medical history, 2 stroke before, history of motor vehicle accident resulting in left lower motor neuron facial droop, left-sided decreased hearing, left-sided weakness, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, past surgical history, 3 C-section, and ear reconstruction, allergy to lisinopril medication, metoprolol, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, losartan, aspirin 81 mg 2 times daily, metformin. Glipizide, hydrochlorothiazide, vitamin D, Jardiance, sleep aid, social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol, is not working, married, live with the husband, have 3 children, family history, mother alive, father deceased due to stroke and alcohol problem. She does not have any sibling. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having left-sided weakness and numbness. Physical examination, blood pressure 140/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Please write in the left motor neuron facial palsy present, which is old. Hearing is decreased on the left side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Spasticity on the left side present. Motor system examination is strength 5/5 on the right side. Left upper extremity 4/5. Left lower extremity 4.5/5. Deep tendon reflexes 2/4 on the right side and left sided 3/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hand and feet. Gait left hemiplegic. Assessment and plan: 48-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right-sided stroke with left-sided weakness. Number two, history of motor vehicle accident resulting in left lower motor neuron facial palsy. Left hemiplegic gait. Number five, left hemiparesis. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start Plavix 75 milligram PO daily. I would like to continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily and atorvastatin 40 milligram PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in about 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.